Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the expansion and contraction. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It's the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be intentional now as we take three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Bend the ribs, lower the diaphragm, and take in this life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Release. And as you take in your second deep breath, drop down into your heart center, that cave, that sanctuary. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as you take your third and final deep breath, set the intention to be present for the next 9 minutes or so, where we're not concerned or distracted with what we're doing after, but just being present in this here and now. Inhale. Come together in this sacred time, in this space, to be conscious of connecting with the divine source of our being. That essence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Allow these words of earnest home to permeate your entire being. Infinite Spirit within me, which is God, cause me to think and act kindly. Constrain my mind to gentleness and peace. Guide my thoughts into loving kindness and eternal forgiveness. And cause me in all my ways to follow the path of truth and justice. I judge no person and am judged by none. It is my sincere desire for everything that I do or say or think will come into harmony with universal truth and peace, with love and joy. Consciously, I let go of everything that is unkind, and seek to so enter into communion with the Eternal Spirit, that I shall reflect to my environment and manifest in all that I do the spirit of kindness, justice, and of compassion. In this awareness, in this truth, in this acceptance that everything that we do will reflect the divine being of our nature, so that we show up more kind, more compassionate, more loving, more accepting, not only of ourselves, of our friends and loved ones and their shortcomings, but our neighbors, our community, and the world at large. To be able to accept everyone just as they are, right where they are, is truly to express divine nature that is the center of our being. That divine essence does not judge as we humans tend to judge. It simply knows itself to be all love, all joy, all peace, all wholeness, all perfection. And may we learn to see with the eyes of God, to behold one another with the eyes of God, with this loving, compassionate, non-judgmental nature. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, surrendering our small egoic nature, that sense of separateness, that sense of the little self, we come consciously to remember who we are and whose we are. That we are one with God, and all that God is, and all that God is love, love, love. Let us be an expression of that divine love by being kinder, more caring, more compassionate to ourselves, to our loved ones, to our neighbors, to the world at large. And we hold in our hearts at this time all those that are in need of a healing touch. We know that your spirit is within every cell, with every tissue, within every organ, with every part of our being. That health and wholeness is our divine birthright. If that were not so, none of us could ever be healed. So right here, right now, we hold the vision of health, of wholeness, of right expression in our physical form. We release all that no longer serves us physically, mentally, emotionally. Any limiting thoughts or beliefs that keeps us separate from you and the truth of our being. That we are spirit in expression. And what is happening in the physical form is now true of our spiritual form. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, in a world that is seemingly filled with turmoil, we hold the vision of a world filled with peace, with love, with acceptance, with a recognition that there is enough for every man's need, not for every man's greed. May we seek to do our part to bring heaven on earth. May we seek to do our part to be more expressions of the divine life that is within us, to be loving, to be kind, to be caring, to be compassionate. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, for anything you have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For the teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So we accept that kingdom of all that is good right here, right now. So it is. It cannot be otherwise. Together we say Amen.
Amen.
Take a deep breath in as we do our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
the light of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God
watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever
I am,
God is,
and all is well.
My beloved, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Rev. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Until we meet again, have a wonderful, blessed, filled week.
Thank you.
Thank you.